This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me.
Episode 34 of This Developing Story. So, this is a podcast. Real quick, no podcast last week. I feel like I was planning on still doing it. I had some family matters that came up suddenly, which made me drive down to LA for the week. So I did not get the podcast recorded as planned. I thought about coming on the weekend and recording it, but it just didn't work out. Just had too much to do for last week. So unfortunately, I did not get the podcast recorded, but which means the streak is ended at week 33. So I had 33 straight weeks of a podcast and missed the 34th one. But regardless, podcasts are going to happen on a weekly basis. Could not get the one out. So this podcast is actually going to be slightly different also from as far as the previous weeks where I just kind of share a bit of my story. Real quick, I am still working on the Swift app. Taking a little longer than I thought. I'm still like on track and on pace for the actual Block program. So my thought was I was actually going to be a lot farther ahead than I am now. But as far as like pace, I'm right on pace as far as where I need to be. I'm spending a lot more time messing around with querying Firebase data and had to rebuild the data source of my app just because I didn't have the foresight of knowing which way to do it. So I actually did it the wrong way. So I had to rebuild the entire data source and how Firebase was being queried. So I spent about the entire last week just doing that. And it's like obviously still a learning experience, but it's just pushing me back further to where I want to be. So I think this will be the week that I finish this chat app that I've been working on for way too long, but we'll see. I don't want to get too hopeful because, like I said before, I'm still on pace. So hopefully I'll be able to share that, and I'm not going to put it in the App Store or anything, but it'll be on GitHub for anybody who likes to read code, and it's all in Swift too, so it's just going to be nice to read, I guess. Hopefully it'll be nice to read, and if you guys know Swift, let me know anywhere where I did stuff wrong. For this week, I'm actually going to talk real quick about an article, a blog post that came out a couple weeks ago. And actually, I think it was a couple months ago. But basically, I'm not even sure who this person is. Never read their blog before. But their whole premise of their blog post is titled, Why I Wouldn't Use Rails for a New Company. And I just want to briefly talk about it. I think this is a good, like, it's a good blog post to read because there's some good information. It compares like speed and performance and other things compared to Node and Django. And as far as like, if you're going to use a new Rails app, if you're going to start a new app or a new company, I think Django and Node and Rails are some good choices to actually think about using. So I highly recommend using one of those. But as far as, like, is Rails dead or is Rails, like, basically not worth taking a look at, I think he's got it all wrong. I think one of the problems he had was also he was working on his previous app was on an older version of Rails, and he found it very hard to upgrade from, I think, Rails 2-something to Rails 3. So that was one of the knocks Rails got. But there's so many things I can rebut on, like, I guess, defend Rails for. But I think still his points are pretty valid as far as stuff that came up. So bottom line, I'm going to put this in the show notes, this blog post, but I'm also going to put in another blog post, which is the entire rebuttal of his points, which is titled Rails Got 99 Problems, But These Ain't Them. Somebody else read his blog post and returned answers for all his problems. So I think you should read both of those. But at the end of the day, what Rails is good at is nothing that these articles are focused on. Rails is good at creating an app very quickly. So if you wanted to start an app, start to finish, templates, CSS, backend, database working, and everything like that, and you want to do that over a weekend or a week or a month or a short amount of time, Rails definitely has, at least Node has Node Beat. I don't have as much experience with Django, so I can't really compare them at the moment, even though I know they're similar. But Rails, the Rails generators, to be able to throw some stuff together super fast, that's basically what Rails is used for, and that's what Rails, that's where you get the most benefits from Rails from. Not to mention, you do have a lot of unique programmers that once you jump into this framework with tons of conventions, it's a lot easier to work within those conventions. So it's easier to bring in new people in the project as opposed to Node. Like, even some of these front-end frameworks aren't usually super set on conventions, so it becomes a little confusing when new people come on a project trying to figure out how things are tied together. So that's what Rails really benefits from. But I wanted to spend a little bit of time just sharing this article and this, I guess, encouraging whoever listens to this to go ahead and read these two articles. So if you are a Rails programmer or you are thinking about doing Rails, I highly recommend reading both these articles. And if you don't do Rails, I think you should read these just because you'll have more ammo to use if you want to compare your style of programming to Rails. So that's it for this week. I'll have a little bit longer of a podcast. I'm planning on doing an interview, but we'll see if I get that organized. But other than that, have a good week. Just a reminder, I have a special project I've been working on. It's called mutualfun.io, mutualfun.io. If you need help with code, next steps, check it out, and I could probably assist. mutualfun.io. Developingstory.link